Sudan's upcoming referendum is complicated but full of heart. A new survey reveals gaps in American biblical literacy. Guatemala continues to cope with a state of emergency. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Only 100 days away from the vote that will decide on Southern Sudan's independence. Many issues are unresolved. Words of hope's Lee DeYoung just returned from the country. He says regardless of skeptical observers, the Southern Sudanese are sticking to the referendum.
Their determination and commitment is so complete and overwhelming that even if no help whatsoever is coming from the North, and even if there has been no resolution on a number of outstanding matters, the government of South Sudan itself will make sure that this referendum happens on time, is done in a credible way, at least making sure that there is a credible vote on that date.
Words of Hope's radio broadcasts are encouraging people to take this opportunity to share Christ's love, no matter the outcome of the January 9th vote.
We're focusing with special attention toward programs which address biblical issues of peace and reconciliation.
Next, a recent survey released by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life revealed that many Christians are unfamiliar with the tenets of their faith. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says,
"We've been seeing reports similar to this gradually coming out, been growing each time. And so I think it's a wake-up call to the church today. We desperately need a spiritual awakening in this generation."
This report showed agnostics and atheists is more knowledgeable about Christianity, which points to biblical illiteracy in the church.
We need to be relevant in talking about the issues today, but we've got to have the scriptures as our root. So we've got to go back to preaching, to teaching, to training biblical principles that meet the needs of the culture and the people that we're trying to minister to.
There's a great need for revival and a spiritual awakening among Christians, as well as a kind of discipleship 101 training. There are links to resource you at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Guatemala remains under a state of emergency because of the deadly flooding and landslides made worse by Tropical Storm Matthew. Thankfully, it appears Guatemala was spared from additional damage. Damage is estimated at over $1 billion. The poor have no recourse. By helping to meet basic needs, there's an opportunity to introduce them to Jesus. Aid teams from Global Aid Network are already in action. They need your help. You know where to find the details. Meanwhile, the Latvian economy is in a shambles. Tax revenues have plummeted. The government will be making some difficult cuts, which could hurt orphans. Orphan Outreach is just starting to work with orphans there. A team from our sister station, 91.3 WCSG Radio in West Michigan, is there helping. WCSG's Chris Lemke is with the team.
I never would have thought doing ministry would involve going grocery shopping, bowling, and hosting a pizza party, but all in the context of loving these kids.
All of this ministry was part of an after-school program that's in desperate need of funding. $2,500 a month is needed to support 40 kids, 3 teachers, and a cook for 3 days a week. The program provides food, tutors, activities, and most importantly, the gospel. Lemke says,
"There's physical needs that must be met. There's no question about that. They want to do it in the context of the local church because really it's the local church that really makes the difference in these lives."
If funding isn't found, it'll close. Call our resource line to help with this desperate need. And the unemployment rate in Zimbabwe is up to 95%, making it the worst country for employment in the world. For those who can't find legal work, crime and prostitution are the only ways to stay alive. This is the case in Harare, Epworth. The Jesus Film Project recently went to the area and showed the Jesus Film to over 500 people. 106 of them came to Christ. Their situation is still desperate, but now includes hope. Pray for these new believers. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The biographies of missionaries are compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic, Jungle Pilot. It's a story of missionary pilot Nate Saint from his early years to his work with MAF in Ecuador, where he would be martyred by the Warani. Get your copy of Jungle Pilot. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. Just click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.